What about the political system and the Bush campaign and the FEMA camps? And do you see anything in the future, or do you feel anything in the future is going to actually manifest from the programming that the universe seems to, or the, an awful lot of people seem to be doing that, you know, catastrophizing and like I've said it already, that Bush made a mistake, and Bush and his groupies, that you and I talk on that briefly. We really don't get in depth about that, and I know that partly ties into your spiritual belief about thinking positive and trying to program a positive world, and I know you don't like going into those areas very deep, but nonetheless.
Well, I think they're trying to program a physical world. They are turning people into sheep, into consumers, but I think it is, like, part of the whole consumer way of thinking is physicality, right? And the whole society being geared toward this, like, vain, superficial, surface. Like, everyone looks at the surface now, and it's what's really important. But, you know, you get down to what's evolving, and why is information getting so hectic? Why do we have so many ideas now? Well, I think it's it really gets down to what is evolving. You know, it comes down to we in the beginning, it was like planets and cells were evolving, and they've never stopped evolving, right? And you know, that gets down to mammals and animals were evolving, but now it's all the way up to like information is evolving with us. And you know, at first we were just mammals, and we were evolving genetically. But then we started getting what this, I forget her name now, but she called them memes, and those were evolving, which are mimics. And she coined the word meme from gene, as in genetic kind of evolution, gene and mimic. So essentially we're mimicking, replicating beings. And you can look at language as like this parasite that's grown with us. It's like attached itself to us, and it's just kept growing, and it hasn't stopped evolving. That's what, you know, ebonics or slang is. That's where new languages sprout up out of old ones. You know, it's the same with inventions and ideas. So now we're at the point where information is evolving, and we're conductors for it. We conduct the process, like we're in the middle. We're the middlemen that help it along. And then the next step seems to be technological evolution. Things are evolving with us. You know, we're helping computers to think. We're helping computers get on their feet. We're having robots talk and walk along with us now. And I just see it all as like what the Greys are possibly are. Having nanobots inside of us as cells, keeping us alive for thousands of years, and helping us being able to not have keyboards or mice or pens in our hands, and we can, you know, have to telepathy, and all those sorts of things. And I think like that's part of this ongoing evolutionary process that we really don't see because we're just too in it. I say it's more like the stories of our lives, and how it's like going to a theater and being really too immersed in the story, and when the story's over you realize, oh, I was just in a movie.
One of the things that I completely forgot about till right this moment that I know you have a perspective on is the whole global warming, you know, whatever that thing is. Everybody has a different opinion on it. Some people think it's a natural thing the Earth is doing. Some people think it's a man-made thing. Some people think it's old radiation that's falling out of the sky that's eating up the world. A few months ago, polar bears were put on the the extinction list, and there's been a couple articles recently on ATS, and I have to claim guilty on not having read them completely, about the possibly the North Pole not having ice by the end of summer. And I know you've did studying on this too, that you've watched a lot of movies on this, so what have you learned about that?
Yeah, it's really not easy to say. You know, I kind of see global warming as natural. You know, we look at the impact we have on everything, because that's what we're so concerned with. But I don't think that we are the root cause for it. I think it's just, it happens. And the Mayans, I think, knew about it. Ancient texts knew about it. Like, they knew about, like, great floods that have happened, you know. The whole idea of the earth growth in science and how mountains were molded and stuff, a lot of that comes from, like, floods that have happened in the past, and how there's lakes where there shouldn't be lakes and that sort of thing. But yeah, the other thing I would want to mention about the ice caps melting is, like, there's this one theory going around that Antarctica is actually where Atlantis, that's where Atlantis is. And, I mean, the Germans during, you know, World War II, the Nazi submarines went down there, and they brought back seals and stuff and had people teach them how to make things out of it so they could survive there. And why is it? Like, NASA has this base there, and, you know, there's underground things there, apparently, that are really strikingly interesting. Like, the fact that there's forests, full forests under these glaciers. There's plants that have the cells in their leaves have never popped, which suggests that it was frozen in a matter of minutes. And that gets really intriguing. But there's this also idea that I've been playing with about water, and how water is, I think, could be our soul. You know, we talk about all matter being light and all that, and that could be our soul. But if you actually think about water, you know, you need it to survive. You need it to stay hydrated. All life has it. All life requires it. Life started in it. And there's this one passage in the Bible where Jesus is, like, he's talking to this crazy guy. This guy has demons in him, apparently. And the demons ask, because Jesus was going to take him out of this guy, the demons ask him to put him in the swine, the pigs. And as soon as he did, the pigs ran straight into the ocean, killed themselves. And I wondered why, like, why would they do that? And, you know, in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, they show this scientist's work of how different water molecules will form in different, almost like snowflake patterns, and different energies are given to them. And it happens with different things that way. I know there's this one test that a friend of mine did where, and this is more like a metaphysical idea too, you know, that you take some cooked rice, you put them in two separate containers, you put love on one and hate on the other, and 30 seconds every day, yeah, and you just mark the container with hate or love. And for 30 seconds every day, you feel that energy, that feeling, toward it. And after like 15 or 30 days, it's like rancid and disgusting. But they're both two different forms of it. The one thing I saw was the one turned into, the one with evil and hate on it, turned into like this ugly, gray, putrid mess. And the other one with love on it turned into this moldy, but white and not that bad, you know, thing. And it's just kind of interesting that maybe water has this this thing to it, this, you know, this power in it. And it's, you know, if you think about it, it's the blood of the earth in a sense. And yeah,
okay, so I'm just gonna ask you some really simple yes or no things that you don't have to give feedback on, just stuff I'm curious about. Okay, so was 911 a setup? Yes or no? Do you think it was?
I think it was, yes.
Okay. Aliens, are they real or not?
Yes.
Okay. Ghosts, real or not?
Yes.
Bush, an idiot or not?
Yes. To some, yes. That's the thing, is all this stuff is real to some people, and it's real to not other, like, to or it's not real to other people. And I really can't be definite on anything, otherwise I'm being I'm deluding myself, right? I have opinions, but all those are based on things I've read, people I've heard, and things I've seen. That's it. You know, I can't say Bush is an idiot because I don't know him. I mean, if I knew him, I could say this guy's a dumbass, but I know people that are the most retarded people I've ever seen, just the most, no common sense in the entire world, yet they're book smart, right? So then it comes down to what your opinion is on smart, and what does it take to be smart? So, I mean, it's just so many different ways of looking at everything that you have to stop at one point and say, like, how am I looking at it, and why, like, in what way am I being biased, and what am I really trying to create by doing that, in a sense, you know?
Well, if YouTube videos mean anything, Bush is an idiot. Apparently, that's what everybody else thinks. There's a lot of stuff Dave and I still have to talk about, and I'm sure that I will have him talk again sometime in the future, because we're always dreaming up theories and ideas and possibilities. And what I'm going to do now is David's got a number of sites he is on that he's always busy with, and I'm going to be posting them, doing a post that states them probably along with this series here.
All right, so yeah, I have a few websites. My personal art website is bestofthebeast.com, all one word. You can check out, I have some work on DeviantArt, some newer stuff, which is rico.deviantart.com. You spell Rico, R-E-K-0.deviantart.com. I have a site based on just some spiritual art posters I'm doing to try and just make a couple bucks and get the message of oneness out there as well, which is theartofoneness.com, all one word. My blog website is theartofoneness.blogspot.com. And finally, my YouTube channel, if anyone wants to check, I have some videos I've made as well on, you know, the Mayan calendar and Bigfoot. And I do put a lot of random videos of interviews on there as well, which is, I think it's youtube.com/notarecordplayer, all one word. And yeah, the main site I do want to give kind of a shout out to, because I personally like it more than any, and a lot of people like to go to Coast to Coast for their interviews, but I personally don't like the way they handle them, I guess. That's just my personal taste. I go to redicecreations.com, and it's hosted by a couple guys from Sweden, Henrik and Frederick, and they do a wicked job, and I just love the amount of information they can get out of their guests. And they also have a forum there, and yeah.
What kind of guests do they have?
They talk about conspiracies and spiritual things, and, you know, a lot of 2012 stuff recently, but even you know, crystal skulls, they had a recent one on. Just concepts of mathematics, the universe, like the holographic universe, fractal universe. And they go through an array of just different topics, so they really keep you thinking and guessing. But yeah, thanks for listening, you guys, and I'll see you again, I suppose.
Well, that's my kid, and he is amazing and wonderful, and I am proud of him, and there's not enough I could say that's good. Up and coming here. With that, I'm going to shut off for the night. We're going to fix this up and get it posted so everybody can listen and learn. His sites will be posted in either the post that's with this, or I will post a separate one, and I'll list all of his sites, and I've got several sites myself. I've got artwork and a blog and everything, and we'll get it all out there to you. So thank you, everybody. Have a good night, and stay out of trouble.